Welcome to another Minivate podcast for Saturday, February 7th, 2009. I'm Tim Elliott, and we don't have the gang together today, but three of us were at Minidemo last night in Minneapolis and recorded some video and audio. Unfortunately, my audio didn't work out, but Graham Thickens and his trusty iPhone with the Griffin recording app did some recording here, which I'll bring to you in a moment. Steve Borsch was concentrating on doing video, which he is now editing and will be posting to the site shortly. The quality of the audio here is not the greatest, but I did my best to try to clean it up and make it more listenable for you. If you have any questions or comments, just visit the blog at minivate.com. That's M-I-N-N-O-V, the numeral 8.com. The gang will be back next week.
I'm here with Dan Grigsby, one of the original organizers and founders of Minidemo. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. It's a great audience.
Yeah, it is. They're starting to show up here. It's getting shoulder to shoulder. So what have you been up to lately, Dan, that maybe we haven't heard about?
Well, I've been doing almost exclusively iPhone work, so talking into your phone here is, I guess, appropriate. These days I'm running Mobile Orchard. It's the number one iPhone developer news site. It's going great. And then been trying to be a good citizen, teaching at the university, and just sort of doing my thing to help keep entrepreneur and the tech world connected here.
That's beautiful. Did I see you're also a judge of the Overnight Web Challenge over at Sierra Bravo?
I am, which is a spectacular event. It's an amazing thing to bring 120 people together and pound out 12 non-prospects. Can't wait to see what they do.
Yeah, that's coming up on February 28th, right?
That's exactly it.
24 hours round the clock, 12 teams building 12 websites for 12 lucky nonprofits.
Yeah, it was amazing. So there were something like 45 different nonprofits, and I had to winnow those down, every one of them deserving, but I think we picked a good lot.
Yeah, that's quite an event. So so what do you think about the presenters we have here tonight? Have you seen them all yourself, or are some of them going to be new to you?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've ever watched the presentations at a Minidemo, so I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a fun group.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us, Dan, and we'll start moving into the demonstrations here.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay, I'm here with Matt Bauer, a longtime developer in town here who's probably attended every Minidemo since they started. Matt, what are you up to these days?
So it's a combination of doing some consulting work and finish up my book right now.
Tell us what the book is.
So the book is called Data Mining, or Data Dimensional Data Modeling with Ruby on Rails, and visualization as well.
So, and I assume the publisher has been selected, or?
Yeah, it's Athan Wesley. Manuscript's due in June with publication. I think they're trained for October, maybe September, something like that. So.
One thing I have to ask you about is the Supportopedia project you worked on for Best Buy. That's all wrapped up now, is it? You're part of it?
Yeah, as far as I'm done, as far as my part is, that's done. I don't know where Robert's going to be taking Supportopedia, where it's going to go. He definitely has plans on the board about where he wants to go for next steps, but it's all dependent on Best Buy funding at this point.
He's talking about Robert Stevens, the founder of Geek Squad. Is Robert here tonight?
I have not seen him yet.
No, I haven't seen him yet either. But anyway, so any other interesting things you can talk about that you're working on?
Yeah, so I'm working right now on a gambling project. It's called for a company called Poker Affiliate Solutions. They're actually local in St. Paul. I never knew about them until they contacted me. But they're a very fast-growing company, and they basically have grown outside their infrastructure and their current system. So we're building them the next version to take them well beyond. They're already the number one poker affiliate company in the U.S., and we're making them the number one poker company forever as far as I see.
Wow, that's exciting. So you're doing a lot of Ruby on Rails work?
Yeah, a lot of Ruby on Rails work. Pretty much all Ruby on Rails, and pretty much pushing it to the max. We're just dealing with tons and tons of data. It's really fantastic to see.
Oh, that's very cool. So so there's enough interesting stuff going on in this town to keep you here, huh?
Yeah, it does. I always joke with my wife, especially in the winter, that we can always move somewhere else.
Because I know you were working in New York for a while.
Yeah, I mean, did a lot of work in New York, worked for a company called Motionbox, and then, well, even before that, I was working with the Federal Reserve, so I go to New York for a bit, and then I was working for McKinsey & Company out in Manhattan for, I don't know, maybe 6 months, a year, I can't exactly remember, so.
But you still like Minnesota, it's a happening tech place then, huh?
Oh, it's not a happening tech thing. It's just a nice place to live, and the internet makes it so I can work anywhere.
Okay, well, yeah, that's good. Okay, well, nice talking to you, Matt.
Nice talking to you, Graham.
Okay, this is Graham here with a couple of guys having a nice chat. I'm here with Lucas Dickey of Gamigo. And I'll let...
Reuter. It's U before the E.
Okay, any other way I
can use... And Garrick Van Buren just walked up, too. So, Garrick, what have you been up to lately?
Well, Resurrecting Collect, that was this week's project. Yeah. Switching some clients around, switching customers, pick up some new projects. A year already. So.
What are you doing in your day job these days?
There's a couple of small projects that it's a little too early to talk about right now, but they're early stage rebuild.
Okay, cool. But Collect is keeping you pretty busy as well.
Collect is definitely keeping me busy and on my toes. Yeah.
Well,
like having to go down for 2 days to make things interesting.
To get your attention, huh?
Exactly.
Well, it's good to see you. Okay, I'm here with an out-of-town visitor. Actually, he's originally from here, but he came back from the Bay Area just for Mini Demo. No, not really, but let me have him introduce himself.
Absolutely. I'm Anthony Nimitz. I work at eBay on internet marketing projects like AdCommerce, AdContext, and eBay Partner Network.
Cool. And you're a graduate of the University of Minnesota. Now, was it computer science?
Yep, computer science in 07.
Yeah, and we originally met a couple of years ago over at a Carleton School event. And so you've been out in the Valley for, what, a year and a half or so? Or?
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years. Definitely an interesting experience. A lot different than here.
So do you miss Minnesota winters?
Yes and no. I definitely turned into somewhat of a chicken through the cold. It's like 30 degrees out today, and I'm like, wow, this is different than 60 degree weather.
So who do you like here that you came to see on presenting?
Actually, I originally thought I was going to be presenting something, but we weren't able to finish in time. Here to check out what everyone has to offer.
Sure, cool. So you have a little side project you're working on, huh?
Yep, it's basically a asynchronous web server and application container. And our idea is probably to branch out into like load balancer and more enterprise applications.
Who are you working on this with? Are any other Minnesotans, or are these guys you met in California?
Guys in California. One is a distinguished engineer at eBay as well.
Cool. Where are you living out there?
Santa Clara.
Okay. And you're liking it? You can put up with the traffic and all that?
Actually, I have the reverse commute from everyone who drives up to the city to San Francisco. And, you know, I live probably 10 minutes from the office, so it's not bad at all.
Oh, very cool. So what do you do for fun out there? Are you skiing or surfing or anything? Or?
You know, actually, I did some surfing out in Hawaii. And skiing in Tahoe, obviously. And just trying to, like, do more Minnesota activities. As much as I can with the group of guys that I have out there. So.
Do you do any snowboarding? Or?
I haven't snowboarded yet out in Tahoe.
How long are you back here for?
Just until Sunday.
So, well, gosh, I'm glad you came to Mini Demo. Is this your first one? Or?
This is my first one, yep.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, we love getting out-of-town visitors. So good luck with your project and with everything going on at eBay.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Anthony.
Okay, I'm here with Harold Slawick at Mini Demo. Harold's with New Council, which is one of the sponsors of the event. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Graham.
Okay, and are you here for the beer or for the demo?
Oh, I'm here to meet people and circulate and see what's hot and new and happening.
Good. And you might have a beer, too, huh?
I might, yeah.
Okay, good. So what have you been working on interesting lately? Or can't you talk about it?
Well,
being an attorney, you can't talk about these things.
I guess I would say, generally speaking, that we're not noticing much change in business activity with all the hype in the media about things being dire and bad and the economy being down. You know, we haven't noticed a change at all. There's still plenty of entrepreneurs in the Twin Cities, you know, looking for investment funding and circulating with good ideas and so forth.
That's great. I'm seeing a lot of the same things. So all this bad news crap you're hearing in the traditional media, you don't pay a whole lot of attention to that, huh?
No, I'm not so far.
Well, good. Well, great. Well, it's good to see you. And I talked to your buddy John Roberts earlier. We'll catch up with him a little bit later. So thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Graham. Pleasure.
Oh, yeah. I'm here with Rob Weber, who's with W3I in St. Cloud, one of our state's real internet stars. Rob, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's been a great event tonight.
Yeah, is this your first one?
Yep, first mini bar, mini demo that I've been to. So.
And your brother Aaron is here, who used to be with your firm as well.
Yep, that's right. He's here. He's bossing around the crowd.
Yeah, and he's off doing something new that he can tell us about sometime, I'm sure. But how are things going with W3I?
Oh, things are going phenomenal. We've really focused our business in the last year, and we're really focused on desktop software marketing, and things are going really well. Our growth rate has picked up a lot. Actually, as the economy gets worse, it seems like our model, which is sort of focused on free and creating ad-supported technology that helps desktop software become free, is really becoming in more demand, particularly as companies like Microsoft and leaders in desktop software are trying to fend off the web applications that are free on the Internet, like Google Docs and that sort of thing. So we seem to be right on trend, and business has really picked up for us. So
the desktop software companies really like you, what you can do for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's kind of a niche you don't hear about or a channel you don't hear about with all the hype behind iPhone and mobile apps or even web apps and social networking. So, but there's still good business to be had there, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, you bet. How many employees do you have up there in St. Cloud now?
About 55.
Wow. That's great. So are you doing anything yet in the mobile space? I know you were talking about that at one time.
We sold off a mobile business for $8.5 million. There's a press release on it this summer in June. Kept all the money, but focused. Our plan is to go. We really would like to be an integrated multimedia provider. So we do want to get in mobile, but the business we had built ended up not being too integrated, so we sold it off. So now we're really focused on desktop, but we may come back later with some mobile content.
Well, sounds good, Rob. It's great to see you. And I'm standing here next to yet another Rob Metcalf, the famous founder of FlySpy.
Hey, Graham, how are you doing?
Good. What can you tell us about what's going on with FlySpy? Anything?
Well, we're deep into development. Hopefully, we'll have a beta release coming out in the next 60 days. It's taken a long time with all the industry contracts, but they're all under our belt now, and we're headed down into development. Big development staff, brought in some outsiders, brought in some industry expertise, and hopefully take it to market about the next 60 days.
Well, that's exciting. I know a lot of people love your app, love what you're doing, and are waiting to see what comes. So anyway, thanks a lot, you guys. Great talking to you.
Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm here with Tavis Hudson at Mini Demo. Tavis is a recruiter. Tavis, tell us who you're with.
I'm with Technical Resources.
Okay, and what are you looking to do here tonight besides drink beer?
And actually, I'm not even drinking beer. I'm drinking Coke.
Oh, damn.
I'm here to network because I have to drive home today. I brought my good friend Martin Schaeferle along. I want you to actually meet.
Martin Schaeferle. And do you work with Tavis?
No, I work for a company, AppDev. We provide learning content for
developer.
Good.
I take it you're familiar with AppDev.
Good to meet you. Oh, yeah, I've heard of AppDev. You guys have been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, we've been around since 94.
Oh, yeah, great.
So,
how many employees?
About 42, I believe, is where we're at.
So, and you're out in Eden Prairie somewhere?
We're out in Eden Prairie, but all our content is sold worldwide.
Is this your first time at a mini demo?
This is my first time at mini demo.
Oh, boy. So are you here to see any particular presenters?
No, I'm just kind of here to see what presentations are coming and also just to do some networking along with Tavis.
And tell us what your take is as far as how your business is doing these days and how the economy might be affecting you guys.
Well, training is certainly something that gets affected early when there's a downturn in the economy, but we're doing extra hard work and we're finding opportunities and we're getting through it.
Good. That's great to hear. Well, it's good to see both of you, and I think the demos are going to start up here in about 5 minutes, so we'll catch you in there.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Talk to you later. Hey, I'm here with Tom O'Neill, VP of Software Development for Sierra Bravo. What do you think about mini demo tonight?
Man, it's a great demo. Best turnout I've seen. Last time it was full. This time it's really full. I loved the first demo, Navit. I thought that was really cool. Great integration of social media. I think pretty much everyone so far has had a great social media integration. And I'm really excited, man. It's come a long way. This is an awesome event.
Are you guys, hey, how you doing? Are you guys getting pretty excited about your big day on February 28th with the Overnight Website Challenge?
Oh, yeah. The Overnight Website Challenge is awesome. I can't wait. I'm on a team, though. I'm competing this year. So I kind of want to, you know, I don't want to get too cocky. My team's looking good. We've been exercising. We've been doing runs, like 12-mile runs, you know, for endurance.
So how many of Sierra Bravo's developers are going to be on the teams this year?
I don't know. I'm guessing about 25, 30.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We try to get the whole staff in, but they needed to limit the number of developers on the team. We really wanted to incorporate the community. You know, I didn't want to be just a Sierra Bravo event. We wanted a community event.
I imagine a lot of the guys that are here tonight are going to be participating on the 12 teams, right?
Oh, you got it. My friend Chris Black.
Yeah, we've got Chris Black here as a senior developer at Sierra Bravo, too.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Are you looking forward to that all-nighter on the 28th?
I am, and we're already preparing, so we've got some stuff set up, and we're going to get ready prior to the event so that by the time we get there, we're going to be able to crank out the website in 24 hours.
Cool. So do you guys actually know which nonprofit you're teamed up with yet, or has that been announced? No, that part doesn't get announced till the day of. So when you say you're preparing, what do you mean?
Well, we're setting up our base. We're getting the systems all set up. We're getting the software set up so that when we get the company, we're going to know kind of our all the framework is going to be set up so that we can, depending on the company we get, we can kind of fit them into what we want to do.
Cool. Yeah. Well, great. It's going to be fun to watch how that comes together. So we'll go grab a beer and talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.